Welcome to Truth Is Now Treason, a podcast that annihilates the lies but defends justice and truth, particularly the truth.
Welcome to Truth Is Now Treason. Now, we don't know about the rest of you, but Dietrich and I think this is a wonderful time of the year.
Indeed, we have March Madness going on.
No, that is not at all what I was talking about.
Well, there's only two things ever to talk about, and one of them is sports.
And the other is shopping?
Yeah.
In my mind, I think of more than just two things. My brain can hold many more things. Poor Dietrich's can only hold two. Seriously, what I like is how the weather is starting to change and we are getting out of the doldrums of winter. And here in Ohio, anyway, we are starting to see spring hit the ground running and I love it.
You only love that you're going to spend tons of money on trees and flowers that we don't need.
No, it is for the good of the community and the world. I am planning them to fight climate catastrophe.
You are a catastrophe. No, you know, what truly is a catastrophe is how often we do, unfortunately, overlook Easter. Too often we just see it as a three-day weekend, time to get together with family and friends, or a few days off from school with our kids.
But it is so much more than that because of the gift that Easter brings.
Yeah, according to the Bible, every person has a sin problem. We're tormented and bound by it. A famous preacher said it this way. He said, no apology excuses it. No vaccine eradicates it. No amount of money buys a pardon and no natural cure exists for sin.
But there is good news because it says in Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And with Easter, we are celebrating not the fact that he just died for us, but the fact that Jesus conquered that death and he rose from the dead 3 days later after he had sacrificed his life on the cross.
Yeah, he didn't have to leave heaven, but he chose to.
And what he was willing to endure for us on the cross? Wow.
Yeah, there's much more than just the pain of the cross that Christ went through. I mean, do you understand that Jesus was first rejected by his own people? Did you know that he was brutally beaten before this happened? During that time period, a Jewish person was only allowed to have up to 40 lashes from a whip. Jesus endured 39 of them.
Now, can you imagine a crowd of people, of hundreds of people, yelling cruel things at you? That's what they did to him. They were laughing at him. They weren't there to honor him at all, but rather to mock him.
Yeah, he died for us, for our sins, you know, so that we could be free and with him forever. He gave his life so that we could have life.
Yeah, and it's a gift that God freely gives to. It doesn't cost us anything other than to acknowledge that we are in need of forgiveness and to make a decision, a choice to ask him to be our Savior and Lord.
Yeah, in making that decision, we have to turn from our sins. We have to give them to Jesus. Yet it's then through what we call our salvation. That's now how we have real hope of real living. We willingly choose to follow him. And in return, he forgives our sins, our brokenness, our hurts, our baggage, addictions, our hate towards others, the death that we have inside ourselves when we don't have him.
And he takes that and he turns our lives into something new, clean, and beautiful.
And most importantly, he gives us an opportunity to live with him forever rather than to be separated from him, enduring eternal punishment and torment.
Listen to this. John 4, verses 13 and 14. Jesus is talking to the woman at the well, and he says this to her. Anyone who drinks this water, being the water from the well, will soon become thirsty again and again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, which leads to eternal life.
This means Jesus satisfies that deep longing that you have inside. He can fill the void that you have. He'll bring joy and purpose when all of that seems to be gone.
That is what Easter is all about. And if Easter doesn't mean this for you, it surely can. And our desire is that it will. So don't delay.
Yeah, make that decision today, because this is a gift that we have been given that's beyond anything else out there. It's priceless. And we hope you have a wonderful Easter, not only with your family, but with Christ, who wants to be your Savior.
And he wants to be your friend, too.
Be sure to thank him for what he did, and be sure to hit that like button, because this helps other people out there to hear this message. Also, if you accepted Christ as your Savior today, please send us an email at truthisnowtreason@gmail.com. We would love to talk to you about it.
And maybe you could be on our podcast if you wish.
We would love to have you as a guest.
Thank you so much, traitors.
Until next time.